can't come forward, but you can call into the tips line. Do that.
Dan Ward, Law Enforcement Official of the Month, Champaign Police Department.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callsktoday.com. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana. Your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Is North Korea reloading?
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. South Korea and the U.S. keeping close watch, sharing intelligence amid reports there's new activity at long-range missile building and rocket launch sites a week after President Trump walked away from the nuclear summit with North Korea's leader.
I think the president made our position very clear. Kim Jong-un had presented a formula that the North Koreans have tried before. It was unsatisfactory. You know, what they'd like is relief from the economic sanctions.
National Security Advisor John Bolton tells Fox it's disappointing if North Korea is ramping its program back. Back up. A Catholic cardinal's offering to resign. The latest caught up in the pedophile priest scandal. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, the Archbishop of Lyon, France, saying he will travel to meet with the Pope in the coming days to hand in his resignation.
J'ai décidé d'aller voir le Saint-Père.
Cardinal Philippe Barbarin making his announcement hours after a French court found him guilty of failing to report allegations of child sex abuse made against a priest in his diocese, a man who admits abusing Boy Scouts in the 70s and 80s. The cardinal has been handed a six-month suspended prison sentence. His lawyer says he'll appeal. Dave.
Simon, former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort returns to court today in Virginia for sentencing on bank and tax fraud unrelated to 2016 in Russia. Next week, Manafort will be sentenced again in Washington after pleading guilty to conspiracy, though special counsel Mueller later said Manafort violated that plea by lying to investigators. Michael Cohen is under scrutiny again for last week's testimony.
I've never asked for, nor would I accept, a pardon from President Trump.
But Cohen did ask a lawyer last year to approach the White House to consider a pardon. Cohen's current lawyer, Lanny Davis, just put out a statement to Fox. Cohen did not lie to Congress last week, but since agreeing to tell the truth last July, the ex-Trump lawyer is adamant he would never accept a pardon. Alex Trebek made news on Jeopardy. The game show host says he has pancreatic cancer, but will still keep working and fight it. This is Fox News.
You know what's fun? Refunds. And using my tax refund to save big at Family Dollar, where you can save $5, $10, and $20 with Family Dollar Smart Coupons. This week, Colgate toothpaste or Extra Clean or Classic Clean toothbrushes are only 88 cents. Save a dollar on any two Clorox items. And Cottonelle bath tissue, 12 big rolls, just $5. Sign up for your Family Dollar Smart Coupons. Download our app or visit FamilyDollar.com, where Family Dollar is refund.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Venezuela's disputed president is still holding on to his power, backed by military, refusing to step down as the U.S. and other countries urge him to do, supporting opposition leader Juan Guaido, who declared himself the president.
The Maduro regime is not a government. They are a mafia. You'd have to think of them as an organized crime ring, and everybody around Maduro is a criminal. Drug traffickers, they make money by trafficking cocaine.
Republican Senator Marco Rubio, another journalist, was detained in Venezuela for asking questions. First, Univision anchor Jorge Ramos, now a TV reporter from Miami.
Reporter Cody Weddle tells his employer, Miami TV station WPLG, that he is okay and will fly back today, but had been detained along with his recording equipment by forces loyal to embattled Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. He was listed as missing following a raid upon the home at where he was staying. Weddle says he was told his kind of reporting could result in long-term incarceration. And while he was not injured, he was made to wear a ski mask concealing his face. WPLG is owned by Berkshire Hathaway, the company of billionaire Warren Buffett. In Miami, Evan Brown, Fox News.
Singer R. Kelly woke up behind bars again, jailed for not paying child support not long after he posted bond on sexual assault charges in Chicago.
R. Kelly is back in police custody over unpaid child support after the actor started the day on CBS this morning screaming into the camera. The R&B singer was placed in custody after he revealed he was going to pay $60,000 of the $161,000 owed, but the judge wanted it all, and a Cook County Sheriff's Office says Kelly won't be released from jail until he pays it. earlier, CBS's Gail King questioned Kelly about sexual abuse allegations.
Y'all tell me with this. I can't help 30 years of my
Robert.
30 years of my career.
The 52-year-old singer was charged last month with sexually abusing four female stars.
That's Michelle Polino. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Local news brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, and things are certainly heating up for a mortgage, and I think the rates are doing pretty good.
Uh-huh.
You might want to get to 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Talk to Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team. Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location. 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Illinois Attorney Registration and Disciplinary Commission has recommended that the Illinois Supreme Court suspend the license of a Champaign lawyer because he neglected a client and failed to cooperate in an investigation. The panel wants Walter Ding's license suspended for at least 6 months. The News Gazette says the hearing board found that because Ding did nothing to respond to a four-count complaint against him last August, he was found guilty of client neglect and failing to cooperate with the panel. If you like to stop at Dollar Tree, you might have to find a new store. Dollar Tree is closing up to 390 stores this year and rebranding about 200 others under the Dollar Tree umbrella. The company said it is seeking rent concessions from landlords at the 84 stores closed last year, and if it doesn't get them, it'll quicken the pace of the store closings to up to 390 spots. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Looking to buy a home in 2019? Don't leave your mortgage up in the air. Go with the lender that has the numbers to back it up.
Hi, my name is Justin Gensler with the 217 Mortgage Team at IMB. 2018 was an amazing year. As I look back and think about the over 250 families I helped through the mortgage process, I feel blessed to have had the opportunity to do what I do every day. In 2018, I helped numerous first-time home buyers. I helped clients purchase lower-end foreclosure homes. Growing families buy homes with more room. Families downsize due to their children leaving to start their own family, all the way to luxurious high-end custom homes. So this year, when you make that next step, call me, Justin Gensler, Champaign County's number one lender.
Champaign County lender ranking, sourced by CoreLogic.
Illinois National Bank. We make banking easy. Member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS number 477621. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, welcome to the smorgasbord of weather conditions for the next 3 or 4 days. We've got everything coming our way. This winter weather advisory with us until 10 a.m. Daytime accumulation of snow, maybe an inch, and then maybe another inch or two into the evening hours tonight before 3 a.m. Temperatures not fluctuating much. High 31, low 28, but 39 the high tomorrow. We're starting out the day with a chance for some freezing rain and drizzle, so there could be some slick spots down to around 30 in the evening with cloudy conditions. Then a 70% chance of precipitation by morning on Saturday. Thunderstorms before 7 p.m. on Saturday night. Tomorrow's high at 51, down to 33. 42 sunny and breezy on Sunday. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Right now the temperature is at 24 on ESPN 93.5.
Okay, so Michael Cohen, former attorney for Donald Trump.
Yes.
Had said he would never accept a pardon from the president. Well, he asked for one. So that's like perjury. You know, what he said in all of his testimony, some of it could very well be true. Which part? He just lies. I mean, so I don't know how credible you can... He's going to jail for lying. I don't know what you do with that. I mean, he might be telling some real nuggets on Donald. I don't know which is true, which isn't, because he said he didn't want a pardon, never asked. Yeah, he did. His attorney said, yeah, Michael Cohen asked for his former lawyer to work on the Trump pardon. And then this AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and her campaign manager... Like she funneled like $1 million, so illegal. And this campaign manager is like a Silicon Valley genius. You're telling me they didn't know campaign laws? We hear the news about Aaron Schock, you know, not getting prosecuted. And I think the total deal there was a couple of hundred thousand and 4 years of legal. And AOC and her brilliant campaign manager funnel in $1 million, and the media coverage is nothing except Fox News. It's just a head shaker. It's not equal justice under the law. Okay, AOC there's nothing except good stuff about her, but R. Kelly was interviewed on CBS with Gayle King and kind of lost it.
Forget the blogs. Forget how you feel about me. Hate me if you want to. Love me if you want. But just use your common sense. How stupid would it be for me to, with my crazy past and what I've been through, oh, right now I just think I need to be a monster and hold girls against their will, chain them up in my basement. Robert. I didn't do this stuff. This is not me. I'm fighting for my life.
All right, so it's Tanya J kind of on this story. Number one, who would ever set R. Kelly up for an interview? Why is that a good idea? Just from, I mean, that's just a bad idea. So there's that. And then, you know, this has got to hurt him just the way he reacted and how it all went down. And then I don't get the part about blaming the parents for selling their daughters to him or giving their, whatever that was, Tanya. This is so crazy.
Yeah, it kind of goes off the rails, and I tell you, the one person that's got to be happy about this interview is got to be the prosecutor.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
He's basically, you know, given them a lot of ammunition, you know, and I mean it's,
man,
that's not even all of it. There's 80 minutes of that interview, apparently. Matter of fact, some more of it aired this morning on CBS this morning, where he talked Gayle King, and by the way, she just kept her cool so well during that outburst in the middle of that interview.
So these are underage girls, period, right? I mean, totally underage.
Apparently they were underage when they got together. Now, I don't know if both of them were or not. I know one of them was, I believe, 17 at the time. But the parents obviously won't say one thing. The girls say another, and that's part of the clip they were supposed to air this morning, is the girlfriends taking up for R. Kelly, basically.
Okay.
Well, and I think they lied about their age, so how's he supposed to know if they're lying?
The parents gave him their
false
daughter.
False information.
But what world do we live in? I don't know anything about anything like this where parents would say, here's my two daughters for you. What's that? Never heard of that.
Yeah, I mean, again, that's what his claim is. That is not what they say happened.
Even if they gave or sold the daughters, you arrest the parents, I guess. But, I mean, it, R. Kelly, if they're underage, I mean, I don't know. Part of this, I guess, is his culture. I don't know. Maybe this goes on in a different culture within America. I don't know. But it's just a head shaker. The stuff about him and underage girls have been around 20 years.
Yeah, these allegations have been going on for a very long time. He is currently in jail, but not due to these allegations. It's due to child support debt. He's got another hearing scheduled for March 13th. He went to court yesterday expecting to be able to leave. His publicist says he was prepared to pay about $50,000 or $60,000 in back child support. He owes about $161,000 in back child support. And the judge said, no, you're not going to be out of jail until you pay the entire debt. So he's, like I said, got another hearing on March 13th. He was arrested last month as well in Chicago and spent a week in jail before somebody posted his $100,000 bail at that point. He says he doesn't have any money because he's not been able to work.
Okay, you know, a lot of levels on this one. Tanya J. Powers, always an ace. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Sure.
Live from New York City at the Fox Radio Studios, it's Tanya J. Powers. Yeah, 814. But again, it's one of those where it's hard to even understand, because I don't know about the parents' dynamic. What if, I just don't get that. Here are my daughters, and am I getting money for this?
Well, now they're denying that. So
okay,
it's just a bunch of he said, she said.
But there's a lot of he said. You know, usually you go where there's a lot, and this stuff's been out there. And this is the first time anything legal has happened to R. Kelly. And I don't know. That's why it'll go to trial.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can sort it out and see what kind of proof anybody has on anything. It's 8:14. Check your sports. It's senior night. The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign coming up.
Hello, it's Nikita with MX Electric. When we say no job is too small or too large, we mean it. Here are some examples of our past jobs. Fix a short and attic wiring, repaired yard post light, added doorbell cameras. Removed knob and tube, repaired bathroom heater fan, added 220 for a water heater, upgraded home panel, added garbage disposal switch, repaired electrical inspection report items, added a car charger outlet. Whew. So call me and I'll schedule any of your electrical projects.
Relax, call back 217-359-7293.
What are you looking for in a car dealership? Great deals? Check. Tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time? Check. Customer service that's in tune with your needs? Check. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. They're Honda BMW Champaign. They are one of the best Honda dealers in America. So before you buy a vehicle, see what an award-winning dealership looks like. They're off Neil at Burwash and Savoy. Go online to Honda BMW at drivechampaign.com.
Actually favored tonight against an Indiana team that's gotten some really nice players. Anyway, it's home. We got to beat this team to avoid a Wednesday game, I think.
That's right. So we're taking on the Hoosiers at 7 o'clock tonight, a send-off for our seniors. Here's Coach Brad Underwood.
Special night, senior night. I think it's a time to... it gives you a little bit of reflection. Got three senior players that will be out there tomorrow. And then we've got four managers. And then one.
Rod Cardinal talked about 46 years for Rod. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. This is it for Rod. The four managers, a lot of times managers don't get much. But how many towels have they picked up? How many glasses of water have they handed out? All the balls they've retrieved, all the work they've done as managers, get zero credit, really.
You're right.
But it's nice to see them walk on the floor with their parents
Agreed.
As well.
Agreed. Number 21, Wisconsin, hosting Iowa tonight in Big Ten basketball also. Penn State over Rutgers 66-65 yesterday. Northwestern stopped their 10-game losing skid, beating the Ohio State Buckeyes 68-50. Seton Hall upset number 16 Marquette 73-64. On the women's side of the Big Ten tournament, the Illini lost to Purdue 72-60. Brandi Beasley, a senior, led the team with 18. Alex Whittaker with her four block shots. She has the all-time leader in block shots in program history with 274. Before that, it was Charisma Penn with 271 back in the 09 through 2013 seasons. On to NBA, where the Bulls beat the 76ers 108-107. Pacers and Milwaukee in action tonight. NHL action has the Blackhawks hosting the Buffalo Sabres tonight. Last night, the Blues over Anaheim's Ducks 5-4. The Blues will face the LA Kings this evening. Spring training, Cardinals over the New York Yankees 9-5. Cubs beat the Kansas City Royals 4-1. We've got a Cub Card bus trip to talk about.
Yeah.
It's a day game on Sunday, June 2nd. Starts at 1:15, so we'll leave in the morning, back by the evening. I love the way we handle it. It's a bus trip to Bush again, around $140 if you want to get in on that. The tickets are on sale now.
Yeah, they're on sale now. And again, a little asterisk on this year's trip. We normally have a little leg room and take three buses. We could not get that many buses this time very easily. We had to really work to get two. So we're doing two buses. That means you better buy them if you think you want to go. I mean, it's March 7th, and this game is the June 2. But somebody came in and bought two suite tickets already.
Mm.
And the suite tickets are essentially at my cost. I only bought a few, but it's $259, which is a lot of money.
Okay.
But it's all the food and drink.
That's right.
In the National Car Rental Suite, if you want to look that up. And it's all the food and beverage. And it's cool to be in a suite.
It's kind of a bucket list item. If you have a special anniversary or birthday, might as well live the highlight.
Well, and I don't have very many of the suite tickets. So if you want them, you need to come out and get them. Just write a check. We'll take that. We have a credit card, too. In any event, these will go quickly. So if you want to go June 2nd with us, we'd love you to go with us. Let's check your weather.
All right. A winter weather advisory through tomorrow at 10 a.m. as we're expecting precipitation. precipitation. It could be between 1 and 3 inches at this point. And depending on where you live and the time, we've got a high 30, low 28 expected. Up towards 40 tomorrow morning, freezing drizzle expected. Clouds by Friday night with a low 30. Up to 51 on Saturday, 70% chance of precipitation. Even some thunderstorms in the forecast. Sunny and breezy with wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour on Sunday with a high 42. Right now, 24 ESPN 93.5.
I got to talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez because nobody else is. And what she's doing has got to be looked at. It's nuts. And then Alex Trebek's story I want to cover as well. It's coming up next, ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, fewer people were filing for unemployment benefits last week. The number of new claims declined by 3,000 to 223,000. Also, Americans were getting more done on the job late last year. The government says worker productivity increased in the fourth quarter and was stronger than expected. However, it cost companies more to pay for their workforce. Labor costs rose 2%. The Labor Department reports the February employment report tomorrow. Kroger's earnings declined in the holiday quarter. It was spending on new technology and delivery services to compete with Walmart and Amazon. Its sales declined. However, the company says it's in the process of a 3-year turnaround plan and expects to serve all its locations with either pickup or delivery in the next year. Kroger also owns Ralph Smith's and Fred Meyer. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Ned Ryan is an expert when it comes to campaign finance. Ned Ryan, we've had him on our show before. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the FEC, Federal Elections Commission, has inquired about where's that $1 million?
$1 million.
I got to tell you guys, this is either incredibly stupid and naive or it's deeply calculated, neither of which are good scenarios. You cannot have a candidate and her chief of staff controlling a PAC that is working on behalf of electing that candidate. I mean, this is campaign 101. You cannot coordinate at any level.
All right, so you got $1 million. I think it's worth looking at. And she's got a genius campaign manager who made bazillions in Silicon Valley. They don't know about this? Were they intentionally hiding this? It's way more than Aaron Schock just went through in Peoria. You gotta at least look, but nobody's covering the story. And you go, why is that fair? Come on, man, that's a story. She's the hottest darling out there for the Democrats. And she might have done something like this. Don't you look, if it was flipped and it was a Donald Trump protege, think it'd get any coverage?
Oh, yeah.
Come on. That's what's so frustrating. It's just not equal. Okay, and then, of course, we heard the news about Alex Trebek.
This week, I was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. The prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this. With the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics.
That's awesome. He's going to fight it. And our prayers are with Alex Trebek, the best game show guy ever. I think Jeopardy, first of all, I couldn't pronounce all the words he pronounced.
I know it.
And then going at the pace they have to go.
That's right.
He's very, 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 very good at that.
3 years left on his contract.
Yeah.
He wants to fulfill that.
Yep. Okay, and then we're catching up here on some text. We always love hearing from you. 359-2255.
Well, Jeff in Paxton says I was away from the radio. Is there Illini game tickets to win?
Nah, we gave all those away yesterday.
That's right. Yeah. David says this is the exact stuff that happened to Michael Jackson. The kids support him. The parents let it happen.
Wow.
When we're talking with I don't know whether the parents are enamored with the celebrity and the fact that their kids could be involved in this world and maybe succeed. I believe that was kind of the track for Aaliyah when they got married back in the mid-90s. R. Kelly married Aaliyah at the age of 15, and that was in Illinois at Rosemont. So the guy has a past with minors. So
if you're a parent and it's a celebrity, are you more apt to say, sure?
Maybe you're just enamored, like I said.
I mean, old Bill Cosby.
Right.
Called the parents. Parents probably thrilled because they didn't know they're drugging him. I mean, the parents, if they know, you don't want to hang out with Bill Cosby, he's got some of this drug thing going on. Oh, it's okay. He won't do that to you. I mean, no, they would never sign off on that.
Right. So Jonathan was talking about this 48-hour challenge that the teenagers are doing these days. And he said, I feel like you can parent these challenges away. You can talk to the kids and make them understand how idiotic these challenges are.
Well, but you know how kids are when it comes to these things, if they're engrossed in that phone. And then I, of course, started the old nobody should have a smartphone until they're 18 discussion. I know how ridiculous many would think that is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's, I'm absolutely serious. You should not, why would you, I mean, I'm telling you, you don't let them drink, do you?
That's right.
Why in the world would you?
I don't know.
I mean, would you say?
I mean, you talk to your kids about all this stuff.
Yeah, but you do, but, I mean, why? Smartphones are causing anxiety, depression, suicides. Some people, it's like, the razzing you got in the hallway times a million.
Mm-hmm.
You're embarrassing people publicly. They just shouldn't have it in their hands. You can have a phone. I'm not saying no phone. I'm just saying no smartphone so you can do the social media. There is no way. And the more we learn, the more we're saying this is really harming us. Their attention deficit disorder issues, the fact that they can't talk to anybody. They got earbuds. They shouldn't have it till they're 18.
We like it that Aiden, our 15-year-old with some challenges, has a little watch, and he just presses a button to call us.
I'm for sixth-grade cell phones to call the parents.
Right.
But I'm not for smartphones. I am adamantly against smartphones. If you're not 18, I've now raised the age two more years. Thank you very much.
Okay, then.
You cannot have a smartphone till you're 18 years old. That should be a law because it's killing our kids.
We were talking about the delicious food at Houlihan's at First and St. Mary, and Seth texted, and we've got to try this Kansas City burger. And it has the onion rings and a little pulled pork on top. It's a fabulous burger. My son Aiden has ordered that before, too. Good stuff at Houlihan's. Thanks for chiming in.
All
Seth,
right.
359-2255.
John Decker live at the White House. Stand by. The address is 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Need an oil change? See your Champaign and Danville CarX man. Right now at CarX Tire and Auto. Get a full-service oil change starting at $19.99 with tire rotation and brake inspection. From oil changes to engine repair and everything in between, CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years now with 12 Central Illinois locations. CarX has the right oil for your vehicle. And now for just $19.99. Stop in, call, or schedule online at CarX.com.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
Shop away those winter blues and visit Game Day Spirit, where select men's and women's apparel is 30% off now. Ladies can shop great deals on Illinois-branded business attire in missies and plus sizes, perfect for the office. Gentlemen gravitating towards a sharp casual look will find 47 brand apparel marked down as well. Exclusions may apply. Check deals online at GameDaySpirit.com and try one of your favorites on in the store.
You've got dreams, goals, plans that are uniquely you. That's why your choice of financial planner matters. A certified financial planner professional is trained to provide a complete financial plan for today and tomorrow. And a CFP professional is committed to financial planning in your best interest, giving you peace of mind. So whether you're working on a comfortable future plan for retirement, a college fund plan for your kids, or a carefree 50th plan for your birthday, it's possible with a CFP professional. Find yours today at letsmakeaplan.org.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former Trump attorney Michael Cohen's lawyer Lanny Davis says Cohen did look into the idea of a presidential pardon after the FBI raided his home and office before changing his mind. Cohen said in Congress last week,
I have never asked for, nor would I accept, a pardon from President Trump.
Cohen yesterday gave Congress documents he says shows edits made to last year's congressional testimony by the president's attorneys. One of them, Michael Seculo, says that's false. A Georgia House committee's passed a bill making it illegal to abort a fetus with a detectable heartbeat.
Currently, women in that state can seek an abortion up to 20 weeks of a pregnancy. A heartbeat is usually detectable by medical professionals at about 6 weeks, which is before many women know they're pregnant. The measure was approved by the House Health and Human Services Committee 17-14 along party lines and could move to a vote before the full House sometime today.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
local news brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows. You get a little rock chip. They can take care of this in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Former Congressman Aaron Schock has agreed to pay his three campaign committees nearly $68,000 in exchange for prosecutors dismissing his felony corruption case. Schock was in Chicago federal court yesterday. He had been indicted in 2016 on 22 counts, including wire fraud and falsification of election commission filings. 3 years of probation is the sentence for a Champaign woman who admitted to her role in getting cannabis products by mail, intending to resell them. 41-year-old Kelly Adams pleaded guilty to possession with intent to deliver between 2,000 and 5,000 grams of cannabis. Authorities had gotten a search warrant for her home after learning that a suspicious package had been mailed from California to the address she shared with another man. Police intercepted the package. It contained cannabis wax, and they found 7 pounds of products and products containing cannabis in the home. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
If you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield that causes it to chip, don't worry. American Eagle Auto Glass can fix that for only $50. $50! American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring that they do it the right way and the safe way. And at American Eagle Auto Glass, you're not just a number. You're their customer. Located in Champaign and Danville. For more information, go to American Eagle Auto Glass. Here you go. Here you got a weather. Kind of got... Couldn't find a scraper because I thought we were maybe done, so I got a broom in my car just in case. That's all I got.
Well, that'll make it go away for sure once you start preparing.
Yeah, there you go. Should have put a shovel on there, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Winter weather advisory for us. Daytime accumulation could be an inch or less. And then into the evening tonight, 1 to 2 inches possible. They're talking about ice then as we get into Friday with this winter weather advisory until 10 a.m. tomorrow. Tomorrow's high at 40, down to around 30, and again, the chance of precipitation before 11 a.m. could be freezing drizzle. Clouds on Friday night. Saturday's forecast, again, all over the place. Freezing rain before 9 a.m., then rain and showers, thunderstorms, wind gusts as high as 31 miles per hour. Sunny and breezy on Sunday with a high 42. Right now, we're at 24. ESPN 93.5.
All right, we're going to check in with the White House. ACE reporter John Decker. Standby stations.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Troy Lanz from Lanz Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lanz is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Union Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lanz today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanzInc.com. I'm Troy Lanz, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
You know the name, Tapman's, as the recognized leader in collision repair. Tim's Auto Body's name change reflects the great heritage that Tim Tapman continues in Champaign. As Tapman's collision car star, Tapman's reputation for quality vehicle painting and repair, top name parts and painting products, third generation craftsmen and friendly customer service working with your insurance ensures your satisfaction. For a no hassle, timely, worry-free experience, Tapman's Collision. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, it's excellence Tapman's way. Call them or go online, TimTapman.com.
Keeps coming. You know what to do.
Hey, I'm gonna just rip this band-aid off. We need to break up. You're not good for me. I'm always sweaty and uncomfortable around you, and I'm not getting any benefits from this relationship. You're just a basic memory foam mattress. I deserve better. And before you ask, yes, there is someone else. I've been seeing the purple mattress online for a while now. Don't blame yourself. How can you compete with a bed that totally supports me, hugs my pressure points, and sleeps so effortlessly cool? Not to mention the 100-night trial and free shipping. Now that's a bed with benefits. It'll make me feel better than you ever could.
Break up with your old mattress and get with Purple today. And right now, get $100 off the purchase of a mattress when you text NAP to 84888. Yes, $100 off, but only when you text NAP to 84888. That's N-A-P to 84888.
Message and data rates may apply. Up to 5 messages a month. TNC and privacy policy found at purple.com/TNC. Reply help for help or stop to cancel.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
You know who to call when your car breaks down, and you know who to call when your trash needs hauled away. But who do you call when you need septic and sewer service? Gulliford Septic and Sewer, 337-5996. They can't put a new roof on your house, but they can clean your septic and sewer system. Recommendations say it should be cleaned every 3 years. Call Gulliford Septic and Sewer today, 337-5996. Have a grease trap that needs cleaned out? Have Gulliford clean it on a regular basis to avoid health department violations. When you need septic and sewer service, call Gulliford Septic and Sewer.
John Decker, John Decker, John Decker.
I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. He's at the White House in press room.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the finest reporters going, journalist extraordinaire. It's John Decker live at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It's just where he goes to work every day. It's pretty cool. Got the coffee maker from Tom Hanks. That's still working?
That's right. How you doing, Stevie?
Great. Hey, so, what criminal committee thing are you covering today? Because there's like 900 of them, so.
Yeah, well, last week was really interesting, right, with the Cohen testimony before the House Oversight Committee. And now, you know, they're looking at his sworn testimony. It seems that he wasn't exactly fully up front with the committee when he spoke about whether or not he asked for a pardon from President Trump. Last week, when he testified under oath, he said the following: I've never asked for nor would I accept a pardon from President Trump. And now we hear from Lanny Davis, who's his lawyer, his current lawyer. Apparently, he did ask his attorney at the time to explore a potential pardon last year with the president's legal team. So, you know, to me, I don't think that's being truthful on the part of Michael Cohen. You know, you can, you know, sort of split the difference and, you know, parse the statement. But to me, that was not a truthful statement that he made under oath last week to the House Oversight Committee.
Yeah, there's that. And as I said, I think I said it several times, there might have been some nuggets of truth in that testimony, but you don't know which ones. I mean,
right. Well, that's the problem. You know, this is the reason why at the end of the day, federal prosecutors, Stevie, are not going to put Michael Cohen up on any type of witness stand. You know, you can bring him up and have him testify before Congress, but he is not the kind of individual that you build a case around because, let's face it, he is a convicted liar. He's going to prison for perjury, for lying to Congress. And, you know, that prison sentence begins in May of this year. It's a 3-year prison term, and he's not the best witness for the government. So, you know, he may provide some documents that back up his story that would be useful to prosecutors or Bob Mueller or investigative committees in Congress. But as far as his testimony, you hit the nail right on the head, Stevie. You know, how do we know what you're saying now is true? How do we know what you said is true? Which statements are you saying, Mr. Cohen, that have an element of veracity?
Aaron Schock, who's from our area, prosecutors did the whole thing. And we're talking about, what, haircuts and campaign shuffling of money, and he's going to pay back a couple hundred thousand. Here we get news from the FEC about AOC, and it's crickets. I mean, I would at least ask some questions.
Well, you know, here's what happens when you make a complaint about a Congress member involving campaign finance violations. It's not like they look the other way. They do investigate it. The problem is that you have an equal number of Democrats and Republicans on the Federal Election Committee, Federal Election Commission, I should say, and that makes it so difficult to, you know, have a majority, right? You know, because Democrats side with the Democrats, mm-hmm. and Republicans side with Republicans. But look, I've no idea whether any type of alleged campaign violation by AOC, you know, runs afoul of the law, but certainly the FEC is going to look into that.
I would think so. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, cue the music. Countdown begins. Countdown begins now. John Decker will be arriving with his wife in Chicago via escorted limousine as they watch Rolling Stones, man. Come on!
That's right.
Is that going to be the... Okay, so you put the money in Vegas on the window. What will be their encore? I mean, that's tough.
Oh, wow. You know, last time I saw the Rolling Stones, I think I may have mentioned this to you, was just 2 years ago, and it was in Paris. And my wife and I just said, you know what, let's go see them. We don't know the next time they're going to perform. You know, and let's face it, Mick's not getting any younger.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw them perform in Paris one weekend 2 years ago in October. And what better place to see them than Chicago?
Yeah.
In my opinion, the best city in America in the summertime is Chicago, Illinois, and I can't wait to be there.
June 21st. Some. Yeah, what fun. You spent a couple of days, you spent the weekend, I think, in Chicago?
That's right.
Awesome. Okay, my friend, we'll call you next week.
I look forward to it. Have a great weekend, Stevie. Talk to you then.
Mick and Keith are 75.
What is it? How old?
75. Man, Mick and Keith. You know, they're kind of known for transfusions and oxygen tanks and things like that, waiting in the wings.
Well, what about hair transplants? There's no way Paul...
Well, I can't do that in between songs.
Well, Paul McCartney's hair isn't real, right?
Right.
And Mick
right.
and those guys has got to be...
I mean...
Okay, 8:43. You got to go to this, my friends. This is it. We announce it. Tickets are starting to fly out of here. Only two buses. Don't miss a 9th annual Stevie J Broadcasting Caravan to Busch Stadium as we enjoy the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs Sunday, June 2nd at 1:15. We only have two buses this year. Tickets are now on sale at the ESPN 93.5 studios for $259 per ticket. Get seats in the National Car Rental Suite with all food and beverages included. Or buy your infield terrace ticket for only $139. Ticket prices include motor coach transportation. Get more details today online at ESPNCU.com.
Tired of waiting for your current HVAC company to call you back?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Call ABC Heating and Air at 217-352-5400. You'll talk to a real human being, and they service all makes and models. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Heating and Air, 217-352-5400. That's 352-5400.
Pia's opens every morning, daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Whether you're looking for your first home or dream home, Busey can help make it a reality. We'll provide the answers and support you need to make your dream of home ownership come true. With a variety of loan programs, Busey's award-winning mortgage team will find the financing that's best for you. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When servicing your vehicle, Midas covers you with ASC certified technicians, installing the right parts at a competitive price. Owner and manager Dave Peters' crew has the skill to save you time and money on repairs. Quality services standard at your Urbana Midas store, ensuring your satisfaction. Get an oil change, engine and transmission work, brake service, tires and alignment, batteries, and of course, mufflers and exhaust. See Midas for manufacturer's scheduled maintenance for all makes. Service, it's spelled M-I-D-A-S. They're on West University, Urbana.
The legacy continues. Sticks. One giant show. Saturday, March 30th. State Farm Center. Take a trip through the music and relive the classics. Live. Tickets on sale now at the State Farm Center box office or online at StateFarmCenter.com. Don't miss.
Yeah, here we go, sports headlines. Let's go. play basketball tonight.
And honor our seniors, Case, Jordan, and De La Rosa. So get there a little ahead of time if you want to help with the clapping and salute and the managers and even Rod Cardinal getting pats on the back center court tonight at the State Farm Center. Tip off at 7 o'clock for the Illini and Indiana. Right now, the Illini are up on the Hoosiers by a basket in Vegas. Last night, Purdue beat the Illini women's team 72-60 to wrap their season. Senior Brandy Beasley led the team with 18. Alex Weniger with four block shots is now the all-time leader in program history with 274. Tonight in men's Big Ten basketball, number 21 Wisconsin hosts Iowa. Last night, Penn State over Rutgers. Northwestern broke their 10-game losing skid, beating the Buckeyes. Pacers in Milwaukee tonight, and we have the Blackhawks hosting the Buffalo Sabres. Last night, St. Louis beat Anaheim 5-4. They've got the Kings tonight. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
What would they have Ohio State last four in or last four out? Yeah, they're last. They're good night. It's over. You can't lose to Northwestern. So we'll see the Buckeyes in the NIT this year.
The Champaign County Forest Preserve District offers lots of great winter fun. Our educational programs will take you on a hike under a full moon, teach you about owls, how to make maple syrup, and introduce you to letterboxing. Outside offers sledding, cross-country skiing, trail hikes, and ice fishing. On clear nights, head to Middle Fork River Forest Preserve in Penfield to check out the stars. You'll be amazed with a view at Illinois' first international dark sky park. Go to CCFPD.org to see what all we have to offer for you to get closer to nature this winter.
Dining out, you want easy parking. A restaurant with a full bar. Chefs who prepare great gourmet cuisine, appetizers, and casual fare to satisfy and surpass every standard. Date night, family gatherings, events, and parties where no doubt quality and service is assured. Does such a place exist? Yes. Houlihan's does, and it's here in Champaign. It's inside the spacious iHotel, where you can get a room as accommodating as the restaurant. Houlihan's Restaurant and Bar, just south of the State Farm Center.
As we get deeper into the college basketball season, it becomes pretty clear that the top-ranked teams are those who landed star players during the recruiting season. But if you're running a business, where do you go to find top recruits? LinkedIn, where people go every day to make connections, grow their careers, and discover new job opportunities. LinkedIn Jobs takes the time to learn more about who you are looking for and then recommends qualified candidates, many of whom you won't be able to reach anywhere else. The truth is, over 70% of the U.S. workforce is on LinkedIn, and posting your job on LinkedIn gives you the best chance of finding and starting a conversation with your next star recruit. It's no surprise a new hire is made every 8 seconds using LinkedIn. Build your winning team by posting your job opportunity on LinkedIn and visit LinkedIn.com/sports to get $50 off your first job post. LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
When water rushes in, keep the damage out by calling the cleanup team that's faster to any other size disaster. Serve Pro at 217-355-0077. That's where you'll find the specialist with the experience, equipment, and training to help make sure your property is dry the first time. So when water damage strikes your home or business, strike back by calling the cleanup team the insurance industry has trusted for more than 40 years. 217-355-0077. On the web at Serve Pro of Champaign, like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
Hey, cyber criminals stole the W-2 forms from my friend's company.
Yeah, scammers impersonate CEOs in email and also launch attacks from compromised accounts.
What if they target us?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda Total Email Protection.
So we're secured?
Yes. Barracuda protects businesses of all sizes with artificial intelligence that blocks spear phishing, account takeover attempts, and business email compromise.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
All right, ESPN 93.5 winding down another broadcast. We'll be back tomorrow. We appreciate all the texts in this morning. We talked about a lot of different things. Called Brother Johnny. He's in Jerusalem. He went to the King David Hotel. The group was switching locations, and so you're checking into the King David Hotel. Found out that they had another room for him, and it was the presidential suite where Donald Trump stayed.
Woo!
Sent pictures of the conference room, the bulletproof glass. I mean, he was in the same suite.
Nice.
He's not sure how it happened. It's $6,000 a night, and I assure you he's not paying that.
Wow.
I think it's like 180 bucks a night. But
what a neat experience on his vacation, because he just doesn't take them very often.
Well, I've never heard of him taking one.
Exactly.
I really honestly cannot tell you when my brother has taken a trip where he's not on the phone all the time.
Mostly just business trips in his life.
Yeah, he's enjoying retirement and being a grandfather, and he's having a really, really nice time with it, and he's not a big traveler.
Uh-huh.
He's not. I'm totally
a
traveler. I love it.
On this tour, he's been going to spots every day.
Every day. He's not used to that. No. In fairness, when we go on cruises, there are days that we call at sea.
Right.
And you can recoup.
Downtime.
Yeah, you go every day. Now, we're going to Hawaii, and that's available if you want to take a peek at steviejtravel.com. We're going, and there's going to be 8 ship days because we're going to cruise from San Francisco out to Hawaii, then it's every day, and then back. So you have plenty of time to recoup.
Sure.
Going and coming. Plus Hawaii in January.
Sounds awesome.
Hello.
I know.
Got a nice price on that, too.
Is that in 2020?
That'll be, we leave the 27th, get on the ship the 28th. New Year's on the ship.
In the new year.
Yeah. It's New Year's on the ship is fun.
Oh, wow.
There's balloons coming down, and it's really, really, we did that in New Zealand. And, yes, I would recommend New Year's on a cruise ship. It's really fun.
Good stuff.
Anyway, you can join us. We're going on that.
I redirect now, we are becoming partners in hope and supporting St. Jude today over on U.S. 105.9. I'll be hopping over there at 10 a.m. and recruiting folks to help fight childhood cancer.
We appreciate all your work on that, Diane, along with, you know, Josh and Rob and mm-hmm. Ken Cunningham, mm-hmm. everybody, U.S. 105.9, as we really illuminate the challenge of St. Jude and,
right.
and these wonderful
Kenny
children.
Kenny Thomas had this idea in 1962. Yeah. What a facility. And to share the research,
yeah.
You could be a part of that. Learn more at US 105.9.
Okay. Jump over there if you can sometime and help and give some money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Diane Ducey, thank you.
Enjoy the day. Go, Illini.
You betcha, Illini. We'll talk about the Indiana game tomorrow morning here on the show. Thank you. The Jeremy Warner Show coming up next. Tay and Karp this afternoon from 4 to 6. I am Stevie J. And thank you again for listening. We'll meet back on the radio tomorrow and get it going for the weekend. We'll keep our eyes on the sky, too. We'll be careful as you slide around a little bit here. But 50 by Saturday is what you need to know. So by Saturday, whatever falls will be melted. It'll be wet, really, really wet. Okay, thanks for listening. Have a great Thursday. What?